This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the Boston Celtics getting another victory last night. Sans Jason Tatum, 132-102 against the Phoenix Suns, led by Kevin Durant. He had 30 points, but so did Kristaps Porzingis, 30-8, as Celtics kind of dominated this one.
So
Suns stink?
The Suns stink. Everybody the Celtics are playing these days stinks,
true,
give them credit, they're playing well. They're down a guy or two or three every single night. They win these games going away. They're like over like that in the blink of an eye. What have they won now? Seven straight?
Yes.
And they're fattening up on bad teams, but...
Yes.
Seven!
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you. I don't really know what we're learning necessarily about the team, but it is kind of an impressive run.
They're going to get 60 wins.
They're probably going to get to 60, and they're probably going to be right at that number 12 for home losses, which is that magic number.
A bunch of
teams have won with 12 home losses. Only one has lost with more. Won a title with more than 12 home losses.
Also good to see Jaylen Brown, 24 points and 5 assists.
And came out smoking hot last night. Yeah.
And we talked with Pure Hoops Terp about how he needs to hit a certain number of games played in order to even qualify for All-NBA, which he does have a chance of because there's a handful of guys that normally rack up that distinction that won't hit the minimum games played. And so, I mean, I think that stuff's important. So he might get a third-team All-NBA, depending on how it goes.
Grab bag.
Well, the Celtics have won 7 games in a row. The Bruins have lost 7 games in a row.
Nice team.
They 7 losses straight here. They fell to the Ducks. Also not a good team.
No.
The Ducks are bad.
No.
6-2. Was your final score. David Pastrnak had a power play goal, his 35th of the season, so
like
Pastrnak's having a good year. And Morgan Geeky also scored. It was a corpy night. We were hoping that they would just force Swayman to play all the games.
Well, that's what I would do.
They did not do that. Korpisalo went out there and gave up a 6-pack.
In a weird way, does this shut up the big Ove Zadorov the other day, who's like, yeah, whatever, we just got to keep the puck out of the net.
I don't know why.
Everything back there just ends up in the back of our net. It's like, well, it also ends up in the back of the net with the other goalie, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe it's not, and I don't mean to defend Swayman on this. He's been terrible.
Right.
But, like, maybe, just maybe, you guys in front of him are the problem.
I'm a genie in a
bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
All right, it is opening day across Major League Baseball, at least in the United States. Of course, the Dodgers and Cubs played 2 games that matter in Japan last week.
Say, those are both American teams. I see. Yeah.
On this soil, great soil of ours.
And I know you care very much about that.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. USA all the way.
Yeah.
Despite my bizarre take on July 4th. So I keep you guessing.
That is true.
I don't care for July 4th.
That doesn't align at all.
But I love America.
Good point.
Get out of my way. So I was a little disappointed about this. I thought there we'd have a game on in studio right now. It's opening day. There's a lot of day baseball, but it's 3 and 4 o'clock starts.
What the hell?
Where's the high noon? Where's the 1 o'clock?
Yeah, at worst, 1 o'clock.
I'll take a 2.
On opening day,
yeah,
it needs to be at least 1 o'clock. So why Braverman's shaking his head back there? What are you shaking your head at? Of course,
relax,
we're right about
Braverman.
This. The idea that we should have games on right now.
Games should be on.
By 1 o'clock at the latest.
Yes.
So baseball, let me get this straight.
Go ahead.
Baseball opened their sport
in Japan at 3 a.m.
with nobody watching.
That's right.
With Shohei Ohtani and players
like this, lots
of fun players to watch. Nobody could see it. Then on opening day, they make us wait until 3 o'clock?
Unbelievable.
And then just for tomorrow, there's one afternoon game tomorrow, and it's Rockies-Rays. Everything else starts after 7.
And that's the Rays opener,
yeah,
because they had to postpone because, I mean, they did get
They have a legitimate reason to try to figure something out, but I feel like the one extra day didn't do much, personally. But, okay, maybe the one extra day, they solved everything.
I was looking at all the juicy matchups.
Yeah, okay, good. There's a lot
of good games, and I have two standout starting pitching matchups for you.
Nice.
Maybe I'm missing
several. I think I know one.
All right.
Maybe I know both.
Okay. Oh, Crochet Evaldi's not bad. Well,
okay,
Red Sox
so
Rangers.
That's not
I'm
one
not
of them?
Including that one.
Okay.
Crochet stud, Evaldi solid.
Can I give you my other guess?
Yeah. What's your guess?
My other guess is Skeens Alcantara.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a really good one. Pirates
nice.
Marlins. If Alcantara's healthy, he could be a Cy Young candidate. The other one I like a lot is Tarek Skubal, Blake Snell. Tigers Dodgers.
That's nice.
That's a juicy one. But it also goes to show you there's not as many like stud aces, and it's why Crochet is so good.
Who are some other opening day guys?
Cole Reagans is getting the start for Kansas City.
He's the American League Cy Young, so that makes sense.
Against Ben Lively, who was pretty good with Cleveland.
Well, he's starting because Bybee got scratched, I think.
Yeah. Chris Sale on the hump for the Braves.
Heard of him.
Against Michael King. It's fine, right?
Michael King,
Padres.
Local guy? Went to BC.
You had a kind of a question mark there.
I think he's local.
Born in Rochester, New York. I mean, if you're drawing a big circle, I guess he's,
oh, he's
local.
Born. Where's he raised?
The man was born in Rochester.
Wait, you never left?
Those are some of the games. Also, Blue Jays Orioles right off the rip in a division game.
He attended Bishop Hendricken in Warwick.
He's from Rhode Island?
Yeah, he's local.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Wah, wah. 93.7. Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
College basketball returns tonight. The Sweet 16. Jones, Alabama, BYU at 7:09. Florida, Maryland. At 7:39, Duke, Arizona at 9:39, and Texas Tech, Arkansas. John Calipari in Arkansas at 10:09.
Can
anything jump out at
you? Well, I already took BYU and Arkansas on the money line in each of their games. They're both like plus 190, something like that. So
right.
I took those. Hang on. Would I take Florida minus 6.5?
Think about it.
I might go Terps. 6.5.
No.
I would take,
isn't their coach about to bail on them?
I would take Duke to cover the 10. I would have a tough time with that Florida line. I think I'd lead Maryland. The other two, I'd take money line. Upsets. BYU's good.
BYU is good.
Grab bag.
Wait a minute.
I forgot to mention this when we were doing our What Are You Watching on TV segment yesterday. Another show that just came out, a return, Dark Side of the Ring. So it's a documentary series about wrestlers and wrestlers. And different moments in time, different small independent organizations, not just like WWF guys. But this week started with season 6. They did Mick Foley, and they really just highlighted the Hell in a Cell match that he had when The Undertaker like tossed him off the cell and landed on the table, which is like one of the most memorable moments of the late 90s in wrestling. But I like a lot of these dark sides. I don't know if they're running out of material.
Well,
or
I was just
going
to ask, how many are there?
6 seasons, so...
So I'm a little far behind on them. And I feel like when I watch the trailer, I feel like they're becoming more about like biographies of guys that might have had a little issue here and there.
As opposed to
like stories and situations.
So you prefer those?
Yeah. But the thing is like after 2 or 3 seasons, those stories were all told. So now it's just kind of like a biography on this guy who might have had some issues with X, Y, and Z.
Well, so that's it. The first few seasons, they were wild. Like some of them were insane. And it was a whole, and it was like legit dark side because the person either ended up dead or like should have been dead or whatever. So Mick Foley, I mean, unfortunately, had like a lot of concussions and things like that, but he's doing pretty well. So it's more like, yeah, there's some fear for his, you know, his health as he goes on, but like kind of made it out of it. Like, I don't, and then they did one on like Earthquake who died was like great guy, like great guy. You're like dark side of the ring. So I don't know. And
like
this
died.
Is,
that's pretty dark.
No, that is dark. You're right. You're right. But there was like no nefarious thing. He's like a great husband, a great father, like all this stuff. He's like a really big guy, passed away. Like, oh, that is
faithful,
that.
Tithed, like, all these things.
Guy was the man. Guy was awesome. Also frustrating, they didn't have the Undertaker during it. They had a couple old interviews where they used like him talking about the match, but you would think if it's mostly about Mick Foley and Undertaker's like unbelievable Hell in a Cell match, you'd like to hear the Undertaker talk.
You'd like to hear.
And Undertaker's all over the particulars right now. How did they not get him?
I don't know. I wonder if the WWE, and he's still connected to them, and they're like, hey, we don't want to.
So
Darkside's like, we're not doing that.
So Darkside's on Vice. Vice is connected with Hulu. WWE has a deal with Netflix. Could be something like that.
I think so. And like a lot of the guys they have are like Jericho, Cornette, Jim Ross, who are not associated anymore with WWE. So they clearly don't want their guys doing. Hmm. That makes sense. Yeah.
Here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
How about a Michael Jordan game-worn rookie season jersey just sold for over $4 million?
So let's play this out. Skeens just had one. Was it a card?
He had
like
a card.
A little snippet of his jersey?
He had like a one-of-one baseball card.
Go for $1 million.
Yeah.
$4 million is low for Jordan, isn't it?
So for me, I would much rather have... I'm not like a massive collectible person, but I would much rather have a jersey than a card, I think.
Same. Like some real sweat in there.
I'd wear it. Yeah. There he is. We're just eating nachos.
Kind of crusty.
Slamming it. Yeah. I mean, a card's good. Cause I'm not like a big autograph guy, but like something like a card you can like display, the jersey you can put in a case.
Ricky Bonus.
I mean, I have a Ricky Bonus and an Omar Vizquel.
Yeah, sure.
As a kid, I almost got a big unit and just missed.
That honestly feels low.
A little bit?
Yeah, $4 million.
All right. Low.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her
grab bag.
It is so big.
The Flyers have fired head coach John Tortorella. Got any interest in him?
No, not really. You doing all right over there?
I got something in my eye. I mean, it's not you still just scratching my eye.
No, I was looking up.
Worry about that.
I was looking up torts.
Yeah,
I believe the last time we made the Stanley Cup playoffs was in the bubble in 2020, which I know you don't recognize, Keith.
Doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count. So I think he's missed the playoffs now 4 straight years. I don't have any interest in him now.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
I think so.
Yes. Just call my
name and I'll be grab bag.
Let's take a look at the top NBA performer from last night, Jones. Nikola Jokic back in here with a 39-10-10 triple-double.
Good choice.
Karl Anthony Towns, back-to-back nights on here, 34-14-4.
Okay.
Luka Doncic in a Lakers win, 34-7-7. Kristaps Porzingis, 30 points, 8 rebounds. And Brooke Lopez, 26 points, 7 rebounds for Milwaukee.
I mean, a
loss to the Nuggets.
I hate to go all the time with, you know, Jokic, Doncic, SGA, but
yeah,
Jokic.
It's probably going to be.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
We are going with a starting pitcher who, in his career, had multiple opening day starts.
Oh, wait a minute. This is not a college basketball.
No. It's opening day in baseball, at least here in the United States of America, and so we are going back to baseball.
Great.
People have been really not happy about the college basketball.
No. We were worried.
But maybe next week we go back to it.
We were worried about the pitchforks and the torches.
We are going to a baseball pitcher. Multiple opening day starts.
More than one.
And more than one team.
Way to go to college.
I'm never going to tell you that. I can tell you that he pitched for 6 teams
nice
in his 20 year career.
Jamie Moyer.
Son of a gun. No, it's not him. He is a lefty, though. Okay. He is a left-hander.
All right.
And if he was ever asked to hit, he would hit from the left side.
Nice. Mike Hampton.
Ooh.
No. Texas, Detroit, the Yankees, Oakland, Minnesota, and the Mets.
Texas.
So both New York teams. Texas, Detroit, Oakland, Minnesota. He was a four-time All-Star and a five-time Gold Glove winner.
Wow.
Burley.
No.
No, no.
Also, he was an infielder.
Nice. That's right, Nick.
Wait, wait, give it. Did you give the years yet?
I have not given the years yet.
Let's hear the years.
Broke into the majors 1989.
Oh.
And he hung it up after the 2008 season.
Dang.
Rattle off the teams again if you don't
mind. Yeah, I'm going to
need I do not mind. Texas, Detroit, both New York teams, Oakland, and Minnesota.
Huh.
He also, let's see, 1 year he finished fifth in the Cy Young.
All-star appearances?
All-star appearances with, let's see, Texas, three times with Texas and once with Detroit.
Okay, three times with Texas. Lefty started in the 80s, multiple opening day starts.
Opening day starts like you read about.
Left-hander.
Yep.
Man, I was really hung up on
Hughes.
I was hung up on the,
nope.
on the Yankees
nope.
and the Twins. Okay.
In 2000, he yep. led the league in batters faced. So
well,
almost
1,000
batters faced.
That
That's pretty good.
Man.
He was like the Bonnie Blue of the of the 2000 season. He also won the Gold Glove that year, so he could pick
yeah,
it.
The guy was really, he's grabbing Gold Gloves left and right.
Yeah, the Gold Glove, like, well, what happens late in your career, you just win one, you win them all.
Okay, I'm going to peek.
Rogers?
I'm peek.
He got
oh!
it!
I looked.
Kenny Rogers.
Great one. Wow, Kenny, there are a lot of Kenny Rogers on the
gambler.
Text line. I see some Kenny Rogers on
they
the Twitch chat
the
as
gambler.
Well. Nice job.
Kenny, can I call you Ken Rogers?
Assaulted a cameraman, didn't he?
That sounds right. I think he ran a little hot. I think he ran a little hot.
Kenny Rogers, that's a lot of opening day yeah. starts for Kenny. That's a lot of everything yeah. for Kenny Rogers. That's a lot of all-star teams. It's a lot of Gold Gloves. It's a lot of opening days. It's
no
a lot
doubt.
Of teams.
He was on the 96 Yankees team that won the World Series. Then he was also on the 06 Detroit Tigers that lost the World
well,
Series.
So I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember him at all on the Yankees in 96.
The
but
dude
I,
had
I remember
a lot
that
of opening day starts, though.
Mr.
You might as well call it Kenny Rogers Day down in Texas today.
That's probably how they refer to it.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers Day.
Kenny Rogers.
That was a popular answer. Yeah, it is not Mark Langston.
It's not Frank Tanana.
Al Leiter.
Tanana.
Danny Nagel.
Todd Van Poppel, no.
Oral Hershiser, nice pitcher.
Oral.
Did he pitch for any of those teams? But nice pitcher.
No, he was.
No, he got. Did he get to the Yankees? Hershiser was on the Yankees.
Oral?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I remember him in L.A. and Cleveland. I can't remember anywhere else.
Well.
Yeah.
He's not today's player. So
no, he's not. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have more of that.
Mark Langston's not a bad guess.
Oh, man. Mark Langston.
Mark Langston could pitch. Play
he would
Halos.
Mow you down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
K's like you read about.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's a random baseball player of the day. It's made
back.
Its triumphant return.
Hopefully you guys are happy with
in
that.
In the grab bag.
Yeah.